a dreamlike dining experience. One weekend last term, my best friend Amy and I went to a fancy complex in town called Baiyue for a meal. The place we decided upon in the grand edifice was a self-service restaurant, where the customers could choose whatever dishes they liked. At the doorstep, we were greeted by a grandma waitress who was about the same age as my grandma. She ushered us in, leading us to the table we'd reserved. At the time, Amy and I were dressed in the YYHS school uniform. Seeing that we were from the renowned school, the grandma waitress started to talk in English. "Good girls, let me serve you. What would you like to order?" she chirped enthusiastically. Hearing English spoken off campus, Amy and I felt a bit odd. Our eyes locked. Exchanging looks with each other, we smiled. Ours is not a cosmopolitan town where no one would expect to hear English spoken on the streets. Although the grandma waitress's English accent was a bit awkward, we were really impressed. Having settled down at the table, we went to pick our dishes. While we were dining, the grandma waitress came over occasionally to chat with us a bit. She said that she was not allowed to chat with the customers for long. There are a lot of surveillance cams installed on the premises, monitoring the staff. In another chat, the grandma waitress said she had got a grandson. As a school student decades before, she had dreamed of learning English well, but her parents were indifferent to it. At the time, there were almost no foreigners in the city, where English seemed to be of no use at all. As a result, her ambition of mastering the foreign language was left thwarted. After some time, the grandma waitress came over again. "Game time, girls," she said enthusiastically. "Please guess my age. If you get it right, I'll give each of you 6 yuan 28 on WeChat. If you don't, you'll have to give me 0.628 yuan on WeChat. I have a job, you are still students." The digits 6 to 8 had something to do with her birthday, we were told. Thinking that we wouldn't have much to lose, we started to guess at her age. It was not long, however, before the grandma waitress was called over to another table for service. When the meal was over, we left the restaurant without saying goodbye to the grandma waitress, who was fully engaged at the time. Back at the school, I shared the dining experience with my friend Mary. Mary suspected that the grandma waitress was very probably a con artist. She must have intended to take us for a ride. Later in the term, Amy and I went back to the buffet restaurant in Huayue a couple more times, hoping to meet the grandma waitress again. She never ever appeared. In retrospect, the entire dining experience was like a dream. It was so surreal. But the grandma waitress was a real person we met in the restaurant. Life is like a train journey where you travel on your own. On the way, you find people embarking and disembarking. By the time you reach your destination, you'll find yourself standing there all alone. Or the fellow passengers you came across on the journey are gone.